We are just fully stacked here on In Depth. I got a fourth interview beginning right now with Kristen Ivey from CRCS, or Canine Rehabilitation Center and Sanctuary.
I know, it's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. We'll probably just shorten it for the duration of the interview.
CRCS is totally fine. Yeah.
People know what's up. And you are the founder.
Correct.
Of this organization. And
correct.
How long ago did you found it?
This was an idea long before it became official on paper, but we became official on paper in 2011.
Beautiful.
So we're in year 8.
Very cool. And what inspired you?
You know what? I started working with shelter dogs and quickly realized there was a hole in the system. So I complained about it for a couple years, and then I decided to fix it.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. And, I mean, it's kind of inherent in the name. You can kind of get the point of it. But what do you do, I guess?
So we are a rescue, recovery, and training center for dogs that have been through trauma. So the only type of dogs that we take in, we actually support shelters, all kinds of shelters, big and small, high kill and no kill. We help everybody by taking the dogs that they cannot place or are having trouble placing. So if it's a dog that's been sitting in their shelter for a lot of years, or a dog that's been adopted and returned multiple times, or a dog that's been through some sort of trauma, abuse, neglect, long-term isolation and confinement, hoarding, all kinds of situations. Those are dogs that struggle to just be adopted real quick. They need somebody to just put a little time into their care, and they can get better. And they do. And so that's what we focus on.
Very cool. And how have you, I assume you've just grown leaps and bounds since you started this
Absolutely.
Thing.
It's been a journey. It used to be just me in the back of a shelter.
Wow.
And now we have a 12,000 square foot facility, 10 employees, over 5 acres, and we're growing. So
that's
it's
fantastic.
Yeah, it's, and we're getting dogs in from across the United States. We help a lot locally. Northern Nevada is one of the safest places to be a dog in the country, believe
well,
it or not. And so because of that, we do reach out to other areas that are less fortunate. So we help a little bit of everything.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So where are you located?
We're in the old, it used to be a cattleman's restaurant out in Washoe Valley. It used to be like an old steakhouse built in the 70s.
Okay.
And we moved into that. They kind of foreclosed, and it was just kind of a gross, empty building. And we've been renovating and cleaning it up and giving it a little TLC ever since. We have a long way to go, but we've come a long way. So yeah, it's right in between Reno and Carson.
Very cool. And is there like a set limit to how many dogs you can kind of look after, take care of at any given time?
Currently, because dogs live with us a little longer than regular, and the type of care that we provide is a little bit more time and investment in money, spay, neuter, vaccines, surgeries, just all kinds of, and then their training and their recovery
that. Yeah, that takes
time. So we right now, in order to provide the level of care that we want and to do our job correctly, we're maxed out at 50.
Okay.
When I started, it was like 2, and then we grew. And so, you know, now we're at 50, and we won't get, you know, huge. We won't get to the
good
point.
No, it's good. I think to know your limits, don't
for sure
overstretch yourself.
Yeah. So we have a lot of programs and services that we offer the community too. And so those are growing. People that have adopted shelter dogs and need help, we do behavior consultations, we do classes, we do education, we do assessments for other rescue groups. We're actually providing consulting services to shelters now across the country.
Wow.
So we're trying, the big picture is to save more lives. So though we won't get to the point where we're taking in hundreds of dogs at one time,
but if you can prevent it from happening in
exactly
the first place.
Through education and other resources, other, you know, programs and services, we're able to save more by providing those. So
very cool.
Yeah.
And you need resources for that, which is why you have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes.
Dog Tales. you must be exhausted. That sounded exasperated for sure.
Yeah, it's fun because one of the things that we like to do is tell the story of the dogs, because the dogs that come through our facility, the stories are absolutely unbelievable. You should see, hear what these dogs have been through. A lot of them, when they come in, they're broken. And what they overcome and just their triumph and their successes. And then when they get adopted, their life afterwards. And we really, really keep it positive. This isn't like one of those commercials where you see the dogs and these horrific.
Sarah McLachlan singing.
No, it's not. We keep it super positive. I see some of those commercials and I want to cry and leave the room. And we don't do that. We keep it positive. It's like, you know what? This is what happened. And that's okay, but here we're moving forward,
yeah.
And here's the success. Look where they are now, and so we keep it really positive and uplifting. And so the whole idea is we bring dogs back that have already gone through our program, and they walk the stage right in front of people.
Wow.
And we tell their story through video and music, and it's just super inspirational. It's really cool to see, you know, here's a dog that, you know, has lived 9 years in a shelter. And then you see him cruising down the stage with his new owner, and he's got a goofy sweater on, and he's got his tongue hanging out, and he's just happy. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, my gosh, this works. This can happen.
Yeah.
So it's good for
and
people. Yeah, it's good for people to see. When they do donate, look at what you're doing. Look at how you're, because they're able to see right in front of them the impact that their dollars are having. And so it's pretty cool.
Cool. So Dog Tales is the Atlantis?
Yes.
Okay.
It's June 22nd. It's at the Atlantis. It's a dinner. We have a live and a silent auction. And then we get right to it. It's kind of a little show and presentation where we get the dogs out and just share their stories. And we just keep it kind of fun and positive. So it's pretty cool. It's a fun deal. And it's super fun for us to see all the dogs back together on stage. That's kind of fun, too. And it gets everybody involved. The public, the people that donate, the people that surrender the dogs, the people, the shelters that transfer them to us, the people, the staff, the volunteer. Like, everybody comes together and kind of celebrates the stories. So
very cool.
It's fun.
Well,
yeah.
How can people find out more about it?
So you can go to our website, which is www.crcsgiveslife.org. And right there, there's some information. There's a direct link to reserve your spot. And, or, you know, if somebody wants to sponsor, we're looking for sponsors still. Or donate an item. So we're kind of coming to our deadline for those items.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun. You can just go right to the website and get some info there.
All right. Kristen Ivy, CRCS, Canine Rehabilitation Center and Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Wow,
you did that well.
Oh,
that was, yeah.
I've been practicing a lot. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. Yeah, you're very welcome.